It is great to be with you all again. I learned today that it was 2010 when I was last here, so it is very good to be back. And since that time, y'all have been just the most incredibly awesome Seafarers Box people. And I thank you so much for all that you've done for the Seafarers ministry, for the gifts, for the boxes, for everything. At our Seafarers Center, we have a really ugly piece of burlap. And it's a really ugly piece of burlap that hangs behind the altar. But it's beautiful to us because on that piece of ugly burlap is our trees. And these trees are in all different colors, red and yellow, black and white, orange, yellow, and it's all different kind of colors. And at the bottom of that, it says Tree of Humanity. And it's been there for the almost 50 years of the Seafarers Center. And what that symbolizes for us is that we are here to serve everyone. That our mission, and really the mission of the church, is to serve everyone. That there's no exclusions, like today in our reading from 1 Timothy. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone. And the word everyone continues to appear. And so our mission at the Seafarers Center is to serve everyone. So whoever comes in on the ships, whether they're Americans or Filipinos or Russians or South Africans or Nigerians, whoever comes and whatever religion they are. I mean, sometimes when you board a ship, and you say, please tell me about the crew. And we're thinking, oh, there's 7 Filipinos, 8 Russians, 7 Croatians. They say, oh, there's 12 Christians, 4 Buddhists, 8 Hindu, and 3 Muslims. And that's how they report the makeup of their crew. And so it's incredible to every day, and I do consider myself a world missionary without travel expenses. So it's really cool. So I go out there into the world every day, and I climb the ships. The ships are all outdoors, and so I'm kind of your outdoor priest of the diocese. And so I see myself as this world missionary and serving everyone, like in our reading from 1 Timothy. And that means, because we're not called seafarers chaplains, we're called port chaplains. So that means we serve the guards and we serve the dock workers and the stevedores and the things they call checkers and the people that test all the chemicals. We are the port chaplains to serve the world, and the world sails into the port of Houston every single day. Well, there was this one ship that came in. It was around Christmas time, since we're talking about seafarers' boxes. It came into the port of Houston, and I go in to visit that ship, and I see that there's Croatians on board and Burmese, people from Myanmar. And so they don't have any shore passes. They can't go ashore. They can't get anything. It's Christmas time. And for some reason, it was a small ship day where I had time to do things. And so I started taking their list of what they might like. And one of the officers, and I have to confess, I made several trips to this ship, which normally is not possible given the volume of the 8th largest port in the entire world. But I was able to really care for this ship. And one Croatian seafarer came up and said, you know, I really, really, really want a Monsters Incorporated doll for my daughter. And I said, Monsters Incorporated, that's kind of after my time. I didn't tell him that. But I said, I'll do my best. And I did. I searched everywhere. I searched everywhere for Monsters Incorporated. Well, all I could find was Shrek, which does not relate to Monsters Incorporated, apparently, if you have children. But anyway, I did find Shrek. And so I made several trips to this ship. I went back carrying all kinds of items that they wanted. And I gave this Croatian officer this Shrek doll. And I said, "I'm so sorry. I've searched everywhere for Monsters Incorporated, but all I could find was Shrek." And he just broke into tears. And he said, "You know, you're the most Christian priest that's ever visited our ship." I said, "Christian priest? I think that's a double positive." So he's like, "No, I'm serious." He says, "You're the most Christian priest." He says, "Most people, they come into our ship and they go straight in to meet with the Burmese who are not Christian, and they spend their whole time there. And those of us that are Christians on the ship don't get any attention from the seafarers people. And yes, you've been in there. You've ordered, taken their orders just like our orders. But you've ministered to everyone on the ship. And you've hardly ever even mentioned Jesus." And I'm like, "Oh no, I'm supposed to. Don't tell the bishop." And he said, "But through your life and your choices and how you interacted with everyone, you have represented Christ to this entire ship." And that's what mission is. And ministry is all about is going out there into the world and representing Jesus Christ and His church. We know I represent Jesus Christ. I have an Episcopal shield right on my forehead, on my hard hat. I have my collar on. I have a picture of myself with my collar on my badge. It is very clear and no doubt who I represent, which is Christ and His church. But when we go out and we do these acts of kindness and these acts of just simply accepting people and serving them, it makes a great impact on their spiritual life. It made a great impact on him. The same thing happened with a ship of Greeks and Burmese as well, because it was the Greek captain's birthday, and these folks, they wanted to really honor the captain, but once again, they had no visas. They had no shore pass. No one could go ashore to do anything, and they slipped me this list of everything that they wanted to do for their captain's birthday party. And again, it was around Christmas, and I set about shopping and finding all these special things they wanted to do for their captain. They also needed internet, so we were able to provide them an internet hotspot. There are these practical things we do that don't seem very priestly. It's not really in my vows to supply Sprint hotspots. But these things connect people to their families. They could now talk to their families. They could now be connected. And to take them these kind of things and to leave literature around. In case you're interested, this is a Burmese Bible. If you don't have any other reading material, this is really long. It'll last you a whole voyage or more. And so leaving these things around is a wonderful thing. And so, again, I made a trip to Walmart because they all wanted watches. Watches were cheap at Walmart. And they wanted to give them as gifts from America to the people back home. And so they did that. I went, and other people saw. I think I ended up purchasing over 60 watches from many different Walmarts who were now sold out. And it was incredible just to serve that ship, to be out there in mission and ministry to whatever those people needed. So in so many ways, I do a lot of diaconal work, because once you're ordained a deacon, you're always a deacon, and you have a deacon. And that's such a blessing to this parish, to be able to see that designated servant ministry slot. And so I come back for the last trip to bring the last set of watches and to pick up the internet device. And this seafarer, who's been kind of my go-between for all the orders and everything, came running after me with this black plastic trash bag. And he said, "Mother, mother, wait, I need to give you this. This is a gift for you from our ship. Actually, it's a gift from me, because you have served us so well." And he said, "Open it, open it." And I opened it. And it was the most dirty, filthy, ugly, torn shirt I have ever seen in my life. And he said, "Oh, mother, I'm so excited to give this to you. This is my favorite shirt. And I brought it from Burma. I brought it to remind me of home. And I have not felt any sense of being at home until you've been caring for our ship. And I have that shirt to this day to remind me that whatever it is all about, it's about mission, it's about ministry, it's about serving. In whatever ways you have set up over there across in your hall for your ministry fair, it's all about serving, reaching out, not looking at the details and things that separate us from one another, but looking at an ugly piece of burlap hanging behind our altar at the Seafarer Center, showing that we serve the world. And as we dismiss, oftentimes it is said, let us go forth into the world to love and to serve. And so let us keep that in mind as we make our mission and ministry commitments and decisions, that we are called to love and serve. And as 1 Timothy states, that all these supplication, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for every one. Amen.